everybody. I want to welcome you to this podcast. This afternoon during worship, I have this strong sensation in my spirit to release a word to somebody. And the Holy Spirit kept mentioning, speak about the hand of God, the hand of God, the hand of God, the hand of God. And I rushed to my Bible and I took, and it led me to First Kings chapter 18, verse 41. And the only place that I think in the Bible, the Bible said that, and Elijah said to Ahab, get up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab got up and to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of the mountain and he threw himself down on the ground, and he put his face in between his knees, and he had the servants go up now and looked and towards the sea, and he went up and he looked and toward the sea, and there is nothing. And he said, go again. And seven times Elijah entered into seven dimensions of prayer. There is one thing that I want to talk about, that for the hand of God to be activated in your life, it doesn't come just like that. For you to, what does the hand of God signify? It also signifies the presence of God. It has to be enacted. It has to be evoked. The Bible said that, and after Elijah gave the prophecy, he didn't go to have a nap. He didn't go to a party. The Bible said he went on the mountain to pray. I can find someone. You have been given a prophecy. You have been given a word. It is not the time to sleep. It is the time to go up on the mountain and to wait on Jehovah. The Bible said he began to navigate in the spirit and began to kabe and to kabo. He began to make declarations. He said, I have given the prophecy, but I still have to push through in prayer. I don't know what you are pregnant with in the spirit, but for the hand of God to be displayed and evidently manifested, you need to enter into dimensions of prayer. Wherever you are, I don't know what has been promised you, but you cannot be having your cheese and your burger, and you cannot be having your spring roll and your kinky and think there will be a manifestation. You have to enter into a dimension of prayer. The Bible said that, and on the seventh time, the servant said, wait a minute, a small cloud has gathered as small as the hand of a man. I came to prophesy somebody. I don't know where you are in your life, but I see a hand over your life. No demon can touch you. No power can touch you. I see a hand on the seventh time. I don't know, but there's somebody listening to me. You are pushed through in prayer. You feel like giving up. I want you to still push through. There is on a seventh time in everyone's life. That is the time when God shows up. When God gives you a son. I know you have been trying. That pregnancy is not happening. I know you have been trying, but that breakthrough is not happening. But if you can still push, if you can still push a little harder, there is a seventh time coming up for you. That is your moment of divine manifestation. I see 10 people that the hand of God is about to be manifested. Then the Bible said, and Ahab jumped on his chariot and went ahead of Elijah. The Bible said, and the hand of Jehovah came upon the prophet, and the Bible said, and he ran faster than the chariots. I see right now somebody who is at the back of the line, somebody who is at the back of the queue. God is handpicking taking you from behind. I'm placing you in front. There is someone listening to this podcast. When your family gathers, they don't even consider. They don't even need your audience. But I see a turn around. I see after that hand has come upon your life. I see a turn around in the name of Jesus. My God, the Bible said, and Elijah ran faster than the chariots. And told her, one of the key things to note, when the hand of God comes upon your life, there is divine speed. Meaning what takes people years, God compresses time and he gives it to you in his own time and season. I don't know. I think that you think you are too far behind. You think you are not qualified. You think that God cannot consider you for a blessing. There is someone listening to me right now. You think you have fallen too far that God cannot reach you. There is someone, a lady to be precise. You think that you are falling too far that you are out of the reach of God. My God, but I see God picking you. I see God picking you up. Wherever you are and you are stuck in life, one of the things that when the hand of God does is that when it comes to pick you up. It comes to reinstate you. I don't know where you are in your life right now, but I see a hand. If I were you, wherever you are, put your hand on your head and say, I see and I sense the hand of Jehovah upon my life. I tell you that hand is pulling you out of any crisis right now. That hand is pulling you out. That hand is pulling you out. It's pulling you out. Every pit you're in, you are coming out. You are coming out. Satan has no power over your life. You are coming out. The hand of God. One of the things the hand of God does is that it gives you strength to go the extra mile. The Bible said that and Elijah ran faster than the chariots of Ahab. Meaning that in normal sense, he couldn't have done that. But supernatural tenacity and supernatural strength came upon him. I don't know what battles you are fighting that you think you are too close to giving up, but I see strength. Receive strength in the name of Jesus. I tell you, by your God, you will run through the troops. By him, you will leap over every wall. I tell you that those that contend with you, may their strength be few and may yours increase in the name of Jesus. Strength. I see God giving you strength right now. I see God giving you strength. I see God giving you strength. Receive strength from today. Receive strength from today. Receive strength from today. Wherever you are, receive strength from today. Wherever you are, receive strength from today. Receive strength from today. Oh Lord, we thank you for strength. That is one song that God laid on my heart. Wherever you are right now, I pray for you. Anyone that feels like giving up right now, you are too close to a miracle. I don't care how you have messed up. I see the hand of God coming. I see the hand of God. In any situation you are in, I see the hand of God. The same people that laughed at you will change their song. The same people that laughed at you, they will change their mind about you. Receive the hand of God right now. Maro Korianda Labakada. Libranco Seri Antolo Mandehe Kadabaha. Ibrandiku Serebala. I stand in the Gabere Donoba. Wherever your family is, wherever anyone is, we stand in the gap. In this time of this pandemic, wherever you are, wherever your family is, may the hand of Jehovah cover your family. Wherever your family is, the hand of Jehovah, may it cover your family. We pray that may they be insulated against Satan. demonic onslaughts. In dono mo kababa, Satan and doloba, anyone listening to this podcast, wherever your family are, both far and near, I see divine covering in the name of Jesus. Divine covering, divine covering. In the we launch angels on assignment and do kadaba. May your family, may our families be covered in the blood of Elohim. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your hand, Lord. We bless you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, wherever you are and you are listening to this podcast, you don't know Jesus. Maybe you think he's not real, he's real. I want to give you the opportunity. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I'm a sinner. I love you. Forgive me. Please, Jesus, take away every pain. Take away every sin. Make me a brand new person. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Trust me, your name is now written in the book of life. If you want to contact me, my number is +233-248-595317. +233-248-595317. My name is Pastor Ebenezer. I love you. If you have any challenge whilst you are listening to this audio, wherever you are, you can contact me. I'll pray with you. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.